Let the word abide in you richly. Amen. Didn't Jesus say in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will to be done for you. That's part of the fullness. Hallelujah. Grace and truth. How about power? You can be full of power. All of these things that I'm mentioning to you, you have the capacity to be full of them. You can be full of power. All right, let me show you some scriptures. Acts chapter 6. Let me just show you a couple of guys. Because I don't want y'all to think I'm preaching pie in the sky to you. This is not pie in the sky. This is everyday reality. Look at verse 2. Then the 12 called a multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Wherefore, look you out among yourselves, 7 men of honest report, full of who?
Holy Spirit.
And what?
Wisdom.
And wisdom. So I see I can be full of wisdom. I can be full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Amen? They found people in their congregation who met these qualifications.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Who were full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen at this. But we would give ourselves continually prayer unto the ministry of the word, and the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith. How much faith he have?
Full.
That full means to the brim.
Yeah.
That means no room for unbelief.
Come on,
no room for doubting.
Amen.
No room for doubt. He's full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. So I see another combination here. Full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to always be a part of it. Because you can't get this fullness without him. Amen. And you got to get full of the Holy Ghost, and then all of these things are available to you. Hallelujah. Then look at what happened. And the word of God increased, verse 7. The number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. See what happened? See, the number of the disciples began to multiply greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power. Full of what?
Faith and power.
That's part of the fullness. The power comes from God. The faith comes from God. Because Jesus is the author and the finisher. Full of faith, full of power, and did great wonders and miracles among the people. Was that something being manifested? Wasn't that something being made visible right there? You know, they didn't have this power in a corner. When God worked them miracles, everything, you go back and study the book of Acts. Every time there was a miracle or a supernatural, God did something supernatural, somebody got saved. Every single time, without exception. So something was on display there. These boys are walking in the fullness. That doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean they didn't make mistakes. They had arguments and disputes about things. But when they opened their mouth, and Peter, being full of the Holy Ghost, said, well, he still know how to tap into that fullness. God know I ain't perfect. God know I'm going to make some mistakes. But that didn't stop him from saving me. That didn't stop him from making me a partaker of that fullness. God will go with me to the degree that I go with him. Do you have the fullness in you? How about this? Filled with faith and assurance. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. How about this? Filled with joy and peace. That's part of the fullness. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, God will fill you with joy and peace in believing, that your faith may rest in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
Yes.
Filled with joy, filled with peace. Now let me show you how this works in your daily life. You see, every day that you get up, there's fullness waiting on you for your assignments that day. I ain't got to have power to raise the dead if that ain't my assignment today.
Amen.
I might just need power to resist the devil when he come bring a temptation. You understand? So when I receive the fullness for that day, it is everything that I need from God manifested in my life that enables me to live that day to the glory of God. I tap into it every day. I say, Lord, fill me with the fullness today. Everything I need today to overcome, because at the end of this day, I want you to look at my life and smile. And I want you to be able to say, I got 100% out of him today. He gave me 100%, and I was able to maximize what I wanted to do through him. You got the fullness. You know, there's days I might need joy and not need peace, but there's days I need peace and don't need joy. There's days I might not need no power, but I need something else. It don't matter what I need to do the will of God that day, there's a fullness coming my way. I can tap into this fullness. Glory to God. I said, glory, I got all the wisdom that I need for today. I received the revelation of your will for my life today, Lord. Fill me with the knowledge of your will. And when I pray in the morning time, whatever I get in prayer, I make that the priority of my day. I don't get what God tells me in prayer and put it on the back burner. And Lord, I got these things I got to do. No, I put his stuff first.
Yeah.
And guess what? When I finish his stuff, I got a lot of day left.
Yeah.
Most of the time. To go do the stuff that I know I got to do.
Amen.
I made a commitment to him. I said, Lord, whatever you reveal me in prayer, things I got to do for that day, I'm going to put you number one. I'm going to take care of what you say first. This is a covenant I'm making with you. I'll put what you tell me to do, I'll do that first before I do all my agenda and things I got planned for the day. You can interrupt my schedule anytime you get ready. When I do that, I'm positioning myself for the fullness. I put my desire on hold. I put my work assignment on hold. And I'm saying, Lord, it's all about you. Maximize me. Use me. And so many people get mad at the pastor. All that church down there do is use me. Isn't that what you ask God to do? Use me, Lord. And when we start using, you want to back up like a crawfish. When you do that, you position yourself for the fullness. You can be filled with comfort, the Bible says. You can be filled with hope. There's some days that God just, you know, the devil attack your mind with discouragement, and I just need confident expectation of something good. When God will just give me hope, glory to God. I may not even get the victory that day, but I got hope that I'm going to get it. I've been tapping in and out of this fullness. All of these years. And I say, it's time to run headstrong into it.
Yeah.
I remember one time me and Cece was going through a struggle. Things attacking our marriage. And one night it got so bad. Not me and her. Me and her had a good relationship, but outside forces was trying to tear us apart. It was the devil. And that thing got so bad one night. We was believing God for a restoration in some relationships. And looked like everything was going good. And we say, look, our faith is working. Everything's going good. We ain't been having no mess, no strife, because the devil like to fill your family with strife.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all know people full of mess.
Yeah.
But we was believing God, and we was coming against it. And everything was going good. We was happy. We said, boy, we got the victory in one night. Somebody threw a hand grenade and blew the whole thing up. And it was worse than it had ever been in one night, in a few moments. Words were spoken. Things happened. We was confused because we didn't know what had happened. We say, we just came back home from church. And where did all this come from? Where? How did the devil get in? Blew the thing up. I could hear the demons laughing, saying, where your God at now? Yeah, you was believing God. Now look at it. Look at it. It's worse than it ever been. And I was agreeing with the devil and I was crying. He said, you're going to have to move. You had to leave here. Trying to move me out of my place. And then I went into my prayer room. And I went in there crying. It's worse than it's ever been. And them devils, somebody, I thought God was working, huh? I thought he was working. Yeah, you see how he working. And then the Holy Ghost came on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, dry them tears right now. Boy, I thought drying them eyes. I said, boy, my help didn't come now. And then the Holy Ghost started encouraging me. What was he doing? He's giving me hope. He was filling me with hope. So you need to be full of whatever God's doing at that moment. You just need to go ahead and receive a full supply of it. So he was filling me with hope, and he started like this. He said, I heard this thought. Just because it's like that tonight don't mean it's going to be that way tomorrow or next week or next month or even a year from now. I said, well, yeah, that's true. I said, it's like that tonight, but don't mean it's going to be that way a month from now. So he's showing me that what I was going through was temporary.
All right.
And then, giving me hope, the Lord showed me a picture of a long, looked like a tunnel with a light, a little bitty glimmer light way, way down the track. And I said, that's hope. I said, this thing got to end. I can see light at the end of this tunnel. So I said, I'm going to overcome this. Now, I didn't understand that at the time. It's just recently I figured out what that long tunnel was. God was telling me that my deliverance and my victory wasn't going to come overnight, that it was, I was going to have to walk. It was going to take a little time. That's why the light was far away. See, I wasn't being hit with a beam of light. I know I can dance right now, glory. Got victory right now. Light shining in my face bright. But I saw a little light way down there. So that was telling me that it's going to be a journey. But I got the hope that I needed right then, because faith have to have hope.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hope is what gives substance to your faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then I squared off at the devil and I say, Satan, I call everything I saw tonight a lying wonder. I don't believe nothing I saw tonight. I refuse to accept this as the will of God. And then I got a hold of God and I said, Lord, I will not let you go until I see my family reconciled.
Amen.
I am not letting go of you. I'm holding on to you and I will not let you go. If God had had a collar on, I'd have grabbed him like this here, even though he wasn't my trouble. But that was the tenacity of my faith, where I grabbed hold to God. The only way I knew how, I said, God, I got a hold of you, and I ain't letting go till I see the will of God in this situation. And I said, Satan, you are not going to do this. Hope came into my heart. I got filled up with hope and said, it ain't going
to
be like this always.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Yeah.